of all of the halachas. So the Gemara derived from the drasha of the psukim. It's not really so explicit in the psukim, but the Gemara derived from in between the lines that there's a difference between nichsei tzadikim and nichsei rishayim. The tzadikim are those who are not nigmar din. It could be that they all worship the avodah zarah, but they have no hasro, or they have no agent, whatever. So the tzaddikim are those who are not going to have a gemar din lenisa on them, on themselves, because of their worshipping of avodah zarah. And the rishayim are those who were kut. The rishayim are those who had nigmar dinam lenisa because of worshipping of avodah zarah. So the tzaddikim more derived from the drasha of the psukim. Not really so explicit in the psukim, but the Gemara derived from in between the lines that there's a difference between nichsei tzaddikim and nichsei rishayim. The tzaddikim are those who are not nigmar din. It could be that they all worship the avodah zarah, but they have no hasro, or they have no eidim, whatever. So the tzaddikim are those who are not going to have a gemar din lenisa on them, on themselves, because of their worshipping avodah zarah. And the rishayim are those who were kut. The rishayim are those who had nigmar dinam lenisa because of worshipping avodah zarah. So the tzaddikim don't get punished on einish misa, but nonetheless their property is destroyed. So the Mishnah distinguishes nichsei tzaddikim only shebetoicho, only that property that's in the Irni Dachas, as opposed to whatever property they own somewhere else that is not included in nigmar din, as opposed to nichsei rishayim, the rishayim who were nigmar dinam lemisa, so their property, whether it is in the Irni Dachas or it's outside of the Irni Dachas, is included in the nigmar din. Whatever they possess, let's say the Gemar Din is made by the Bezin at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so whatever belongs, I'll be passing, whatever belongs to the Rishoyim. Before you make the Gemar Din, before the Bezin HaGadol, the Gemar quoted the Pasuk Ish, Hotzeisa Seishahu, about 15 lines from the top. Amar Abchamim, Rav Yosef, Amar Aboshia, from the top of Kuf Yud Beis HaManal, where it says Dvorim, chapter Yud Zayin. So the Pasuk says, Hotzeisa Seishahu, Seishahi, El Shearecho, that the local Sanhedrin of 23 can make a Gemar Din, the Nisa, on an individual man or woman. That's only ish v'yishat the motzi v'sharecha. The local Sanhedrin of 23 can make a gemar din on individual people, but if you need a gemar din for the Irani Dachas, that has to be made by the Bez Nagorol Shabi Rishalayim. So that's what we explained last week in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. It's not exactly so. What it means is that each and every individual person is judged individually, whether he's chayiv nisim mitam or whatever it is, or that's ish v'yisha. And that you have the Bezin of 23 being done. And that's what the Gemara had one opinion was, Donim Misokum, make a Gemara Din that he did Avodah Zarah, so you give him skila. You don't wait till later, it'll be any Adin. You give him the skila. A second person, you give him skila. Once you reach the point that you realize you have more than 50% of the people have already had a Gemara Din, then you stop giving skila because you see that it's going to change. And you're going to have to go declare it as an Irani Dachas. I said, what right did you have to give Skila if they only deserved Tzad? The answer is no. The Skila B'Shaita was a correct Skila. Mikana L'Habo, you need a Bezin HaGadol not to be done. Now, how did you give Skila with a Bezin of 23 if it turns out later you really need a Bezin of 71? The answer is you don't need a Bezin of 71. To be going Medina Shal Kol Yochid V'Yochid, that's Takish V'Isha. That's an individual Gemar Din, an individual person is a Sanhedrin of 23. The declaration that the whole city has a status of Irani Dachas, that needs 71. So once you have the Gemar Din at the city, the Gemar Din declaring the city as an Irani Dachas, and the Mela, whoever has a Gemar Din issued by a Bezna 23, that is Chayv Skilus, and now the Allah says, instead of administering the skill, you administer Saif. Farakta l'fichad, you administer the Saif. So at the moment of the Gemar Din, that's when everything is determined. That's everything, the Gemar Din of the Bezin HaGadol, let's say it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, on a Monday afternoon. So the Gemar Din at that time is that whatever Nechasim belong to the Rishoyim, whether it's in the city or out of the city, has to be burned. And whatever belongs to the Tzaddikim, if it's in the city, let's say the Tzaddikim have an automobile. They sometimes drive in the city, drive out of the city. They have a property. They come with the attaché case, they come home from work. So if at 4 o'clock they were on their way home, but they didn't come back to the city yet, so that's not included in the Gemar Din. If they already arrived at Torchat Chum of the city, so it'll be Nichsei Tzaddikim Shebetoicho. Because Nichsei Tzaddikim Shebechutzlo are not included. And then the Rav Chisda added on a comment that doesn't really say in the Mishnah, he interprets the Mishnah, that the Nichsei Rishoyim, even Shemichutzlo and Idachas, are included in the Gemar Din. The Gemar Din is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So whatever belongs to the Rishoyim at 4 o'clock is also included. So that's what Rav Chisda Adzan only provided with a condition, only provided nikbatzim l'toicha. And that's where we spent a little time. Rashi had the two pshatim. The Rashi is on the top of the second column, on Kuf Yud Beis Amin Aleph, and the Rashi Yips Bayas, Rashi doesn't read well. But the Marsho is Magia, the Rashi, that it's really inami. The Rashi is really giving two different interpretations on nikbatzim l'socha. The one interpretation was, when the Bez makes the Gmar Din at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that this city is hereby declared as an Emeni Dachas, because they had a Gria Seydis, they got records that more than 50% of the people in the city was Nigma Dinam Lemisa because of Avodah Zarah. So then they declared the whole city, you look into all the other conditions, you have to make sure, Shnei Madichim, Anoshim, Anoshim, Laktanim, all the conditions, same Shevet, and so on and so forth, all the conditions mentioned in the Mishnah. It has to be an ear. The ear has to have a minimum we had when we learned the first parak in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara said, there's a machloikis hatanoim. What's the minimum population you have to have? If it's, and what's the maximum? If it's too big a city, then it's called a krach. Then it's a metropolis. Then it's not, there's no din of ear nidachas. And if it's too tiny a city, then it's not called an ear. It's a kfar. It's a village. It has to be davke, an ear. It shouldn't be a metropolis and it shouldn't be a little village. So there was a machloikis hatanoim. What's the minimum and what's the maximum? And it has to have the Shir Avir. Shir Avir is a Mishnayis in Erevin and in Erechin, both. It's in Erevin v'negeh to Tchumin, that's only a din de Rabbana. But then the Gemara talks in Erevin about the definition of the ear with respect to Ari Miklot, what's included in the ear. So the dinim are slightly different. What's included in the city limits of Ari Miklot, that's a strict din de Raisin, since Tchumin is only the Rabbana, so they were a little more Mekel. So we say the city is even extended further. Or any city in Eretz Yisrael has a special level of Kedusha. If you have a Yorosam, Makof, Eschom, and Mimois, and Shub, and Nun, then it has a special din. Number one, the Mitzarayim are not permitted to enter. And number two, the din in last week's parsha, that if someone sells a house, but the Orichayim, if someone has a house in the year of Makof, Eschom, and Shub, and Nun, so he only has the right to be goyel the first year. And after the first year, he loses the right to be goyel. And then it says, Lo Yaitse Bayadol. It doesn't go back to Yodol. Normally, everything goes back to Yodol. And but the Arachayim don't go back to Yom. So the dinim are different. So not only is there a difference if you have an ear hamakefach tzchaima in Moshe Yeshua ben Nun, what if you have stam a city as opposed to a farm? So the Tosefta in the Goyim points out a din that the cities, one might have thought like here, the cities are full of all kinds of tumah and all kinds of terrible things that are going on. The farms are peaceful. So the Mishnayis have a din, know that the cities have more, a higher level of Kedusha than the farms. That if you have an Eben Hamanuvi, even though a person who's a Mitzoyra is only Mishtalech, is only prohibited to enter into Ayoras HaMakofas Chamas Yeshua Binun. It says, the Abu Anoshim Hayom Mitzoran Pesach Shar Shomron, they didn't go into Shomron because it was a Mukav Choymo, so the Malbim points out over there, it wasn't Mukav Chamas Yeshua Binun. Shomron didn't exist. The Psukim in the previous parak there in Malachim says that Shomron was built by one of the Malchi Yisrael at that time. It didn't exist. One of the Malachim didn't exist in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So he says the minik was that they treated Shomron like an ear hamukav chamos Yeshua ben Nun, and that's why the Mitzorayim were Pesach Hashar Shomron. They didn't allow the mitam minik to enter into the city, but into any other city other than a mukav chamos Yeshua ben Nun or a mitam minik even a mukav chamos after the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So a Mitzorah, a person is a Mitzorah may enter, but if you have an Eben Hamanuga, and if you had a Tzaraz Batin and you had to remove the Avonim, so the Chutzos Avonatis and El Michutz Lo'ir, so the Rash on the Goyim quotes a Tosefta that El Michutz Lo'ir doesn't necessarily have to be an Ir HaKavis Chan Mas Yishur Ben Nun. Any city in Eretz Yisrael has a higher level of Kedusha than the farms in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not allowed to leave an Eben Hamanuga in any city, even if it's not a Mukav Chan. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once said that he heard from his father in the Loshen of the Mishnah in the end of Zvochim. It says, when there was a Heter Bamas, Bisman Heter Bamas, so Bisman Shiloh, during the period of Mishkan Shiloh, there was an Isa Bamas. And after Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, then there was a Heter Bamas again, until they built Yerushalayim. And then it says, once they built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Ein Achreya Heter. Then there was no longer a Heter Bamas. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has a lotion that Bisman Heter Bamas, it says, Kotchim Nacholim, Maisa Sheni B'Kotchim Nacholim, B'chol Ore Yisrael. You can eat Maisa Sheni, and you can eat just like a Heter Bamis, means that all over Eretz Yisrael has the same status like in Yerushalayim. Normally you're only allowed to bring, let's say, Bisman Beis HaMikdosh, when the Beis HaMikdosh was in Yerushalayim, you have to bring the Maisa Sheni to eat it in Yerushalayim, you have to bring the Karbonis to be makir with them in Yerushalayim, and to eat them in Yerushalayim. And Bisman Heter Bamis, the whole Eretz Yisrael is like Yerushalayim. So you can eat Maisa Sheni. It says Maisa Sheni and Kodshim Manechol and Mechol Arei Yisrael. So he said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, thought that Bechol Arei Yisrael is B'davka Bechol Arei Yisrael, on a farm not, has to be davka in a city. So there's a din deraisa b'os ha'ista city. So you have to be kovei halachas. How do you determine whether any given area is considered a city or it's considered a farmland? If it's a muk of chayim also. If you build a wall, a person has a private bungalow and makes a wall about it, it doesn't become a muk of chayim, Rosh Hashanah ben Nun. Just because he built a wall around his house, has to be an ear. So you have to have. So the Mishnah says in Erech and in Erech, in the same thing, you have to have two chatzeres. Each chatzer, a chatzer means an area that's mukav chayma, and each chatzer has to have a minimum of two batim in it. Two chatzeres, each one has to have two batim. Shalom, what do you mean two chatzeres? One chatzer in New York and one chatzer in Los Angeles, and it's two chatzeres, makes the whole United States into an ear. Have to be of some closeness. The Tosfos says if they're contiguous, if the two chatzeres are touching each other, is avada good. What if they're not touching each other? It has to be lovud. How can it be? It's not mustaba that they have to be so close. So Tosfos gives a shir. Tosfos gives the shir of shiva mama v'shirai. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Between 70 and 71 amma. About 70 and 2/3 of an amma. The Mishnah has a din, if you have an ear, and then you have houses on the outskirts of the city, but it's not so packed with houses. So as long as each house is within 70 and a half amas of the previous house, so the status of the city is mechaber, and the city keeps on extending. And you don't begin to count the Tchum Shabbos till after the whole city is all over. So how close do the houses have to be to each other? Shivan Amma Vishiran. Where did they get some mystical number? Where did it come from? Shivan Amma Vishiran? Because of the pasuk that says that the Chatzar HaMishkan was 50 by 100, and then it says in the pasuk Barochav Chamishim Chamishim. It says that the Chatzar HaMishkan was 100 long, so 50 by 50, there was nothing there. That was a Chatzar Leidik in front of the Mishkan, and then the Mishkan began at the center of the Chatzer, and it went for 30 amas. The first 20 amas by 10 amas, it was 20 amas long and 10 amas wide, that was the Heichal. And behind that was 10 by 10, that was the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the Paroch is separated between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadosh. So the Pasuk says, V'rochav Chamishim V'chamishim. What's that? Rochav. Orech was Meyo, and Rochav was Chamishim. What do you say? Rochav was Chamishim V'chamishim, 50 by 50. Not 50 by 50. So Pasuk Pshat means, Pasha Pshat is that it was 50 by 50 in the front that was empty, and then at the point of 50, that's when you start to have the Heichal with the Kodesh HaKadoshim 30 by 10, and then at the end of the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you had 20 amas till you reach the Urias on that side of the Mishkan. So that's the Pasha Pshat, Chamishim Chamishim. So the Gemara has a taich that the Chamishim Chamishim means a square, 50 by 50. So what it means is you take 100 by 50, which is the whole measurement of the Mishkan, you multiply that, how much is 100 by 50? I can't count. 5,000. You take a square root of that, because Chamishim Chamishim means you should make a square out of it. So if you take your 5,000, you make a square root of that, so it's going to be Shivimama Vishiram, it's going to be 70 2/3. So if you would ask me, I would have said that that's an Asmachta of the Rabbah. How does that fit into the Pasuk, Rochav Chamishim Chamishim? So Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, no, that's a drashas mura deraisa, and that's the shia for ear. That's a din deraisa. I would have said it's an asmachta mid rabbanon, the whole din of tchumen is only mid rabbanon, the whole nafkamin is only going to get to a din de rabbanon. So when you have your cities all packed in, all the houses are all packed in together, and then the houses extend on the outskirts, another house, no, if every house is within 70 amas to the previous house, so the tchumen, so the ear continues. You don't begin counting the tchumen until after the city is all over. So Taisa says no. Yeah, Taisa says no. That this ibur shile, that's another din. That after the city is all over, after there are no more houses, then you say the next 70 amas is also Yibur HaShaliyah. That's another din. Yeah. So Taisa says, no, that this shir, Shir Mama the Shiram, this is a shir deraisa. Where do you have, when you get to what? The whole din of Tchumen is only with the Rabbanah. So where do you have that when you get to a din deraisa? So Taisa says, this din, that the definition of an ear is relevant on the level of deraisa. Forget about Tchumen, it's level of, relevant on the level of deraisa when you get to Ori Niklot. Or when you get to Ayoris HaMakafis Chamois Rishu Benun. Or when you get to Ayoris Sheinim HaKafis Chamois Rishu Benun. Nishkem HaKafis Chamois Rishu Benun. As a separate status, an ear is different from a village. An ear is different from a farm. So how do you define what's an ear? So the Mishnah says you have to have two chatzeris, each of which has a minimum of two batim in it. So how close to the chatzeris has to be contiguous? The Taisa says, not mistaber. Taisa says, the shir is shivim amah v'shiran. If the two chatzeris are near, are so close to each other, that there is less than a space of shivim amah v'shiran in between them, then the mitzvah from yachad. Then we mentioned the Ravid says that you have to add on also what the Gemara said in the first parak in Sanhedrin, that an Iman Idachas has to have a minimum population and a maximum population. So the Ravid, so one could have learned that this is only relevant in Negev to Iman Idachas, that if it's too large, then it's a krach, and if it's too small, then it's a krach. Maybe it's only a din in the Iman Idachas. So the Ravid quotes that Gemara in the first parak in Hilchas Megillah, when the Rambam writes the din, that Mikra Megillah is on Yudalit, if you live in an ear. And if you live in a krach, Hamukal Chamas Yushabinun, and Mikra Megillah is on Tezbab on Shushan Purim. And if you, and Bizman Shabbis Hamikdash Oyakayim, Bizman is that we no longer have it, but Bizman Shabbis Hamikdash Oyakayim, if you didn't live in an ear, so then you can lay the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, or the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim, if Purim didn't fall out on a Monday or Thursday. If Purim falls out any other day other than Monday or Thursday, the Monday or Thursday before is the Yom HaKnisa, and the special Kula, the Dachshin Knesset Gdolah, incorporated into the initial Takana Mikra Megillah. That's how the Gemara says in the first daf in Megillah. This was all part of the initial Takana, the din of the Yom HaKnisa. So what do you mean if you don't live in an ear, you live on a farm? How do you determine what's in here? So the Ravid says, it depends on the Gemara, the first parak in Sanhedrin, with the minimum, the maximum. What do you mean? If you have too great a population, then it's called a farm. No, then it's called an ear. Then it's called an ear. The halacha of a maximum, if you have too many people, you don't give it a din of Yom Nidachas. That's only a kula by Yom Nidachas. That doesn't apply in Hilchas Shabbos. It's going to say if the city has too big a population, it's not called a city, and it doesn't have the din that the whole city is kedal and ames, and you don't begin to measure the tchumen till you go on the outskirts of the city. That's lechala. So that's only a kula din in the fashas. You always go lekula. The itzil ready. Darshan the psukim always lekula. So that's a kula only in Irani Dachas. If it's too great a population, it doesn't have the din of here. That means benegir to Irani Dachas. It doesn't apply benegir to tchumen. It doesn't apply to all the other halachas. But the minimum population, that's what the Ravid says, no, that's a real din. If the city doesn't have a minimum population, it doesn't have a din ear. So the Ravid holds that you need two conditions to be considered in here. You have to have the Mishnayis and Erechin, when it's talking about ear, HaMakavis Chamamimosh Yishubinun, both the Arichaimah. So the Mishnah says, Shtei Batim, Shtei Chatzeris and Shnei Batim, two Chatzeris, and each Chatzer has two Batim. And the same din appears in the Mishnayis and Erechin. It sounds humorous, like there's such a Yiddish folklore to tell about the Talmid Chacham always make fun of the way the Balabatim learn. So they make fun that two Balabatim made up, they're going to learn the Chavusa, and they were both hard of hearing. So they were learning, they made up, they're going to learn Erechin. So one didn't hear well, so he thought they made up the Erechin. So they were learning together, the Chavusa, Gemara, Rashi, tastes everything till they got to whatever, Daf Lamed Hey, and then one of them made a seal. And the other one has another 45 lot to go. That's the way that in the yeshivas they make fun of Balabat. Yeah, but there is a connection between Erechin and Erevin. There are a few connections. So one of the rare, very few. So one of the rare connections between Erechin and Erevin, that this Mishnah appears in both. If I'm not mistaken, I think that the Kiveger is Mitzayan on the side of the Gemara. He's Mitzayan to look over there in Erechin that the same Mishnah appears. That the definition of an ear is Shtei Chatzeres, either Chatzeres contiguous to each other or within Shivim Am of Shirim to each other. And each chatz has a minimum of shnei batim, but that's not sufficient. The Ravid says you got to have also a minimum population. Minimum population means, let's say you have a little village where they have lots of batim, lots of chatzeres, lots of everything, but it's all a motel area. You just have people who drive and they stay for 2 days and then they leave. Everybody says, so it's always get packed. It's always get packed near the airport, let's say. It's always packed over there. But no one lives there kavua. So that says in Mishnah Berurah, it's also not. There has to be people who live there kavua. So does, how kavua do they have to live there? Have to live there more than Yid Beis Chodesh, they have to live there more than Shloshim Yom. The Shloshim Yom, I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote an opinion Shloshim Yom. He quotes, I think, some say Yud Beis Chodesh, some say 6 months. I don't know where the 6 months comes from. That's, he's not sure exactly. In order to be considered in the year, you have to have that minimum population living in the Batim and the Chatzeres. For how long? Just that each one lives overnight and then someone else comes and lives overnight and someone else comes. So that's not called a population. That's not called a population of the city. Okay, so that's what we were learning over here.
You mentioned about the special Kedusha of Iyah. The Mishnah in Kalim lists that Kedusha, including Kedusha for Lavunam, and doesn't mention.
It's a good kasha. Yeah, it doesn't mention. It's a very good kasha, because that's a Tosefta. The Rasha and the Goyim quotes this. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Rambam quotes it also, that Eden HaMenuga may not be left not only in either HaMakevus Chayma, even in the plain near Osana. It's Takakasha. Why didn't the Mishnah in Kalim mention?
This is only the Kedushas according to
Rechabeah,
that
Yeah, he thought that these are right. Rav Soloveitchik said, like Ramanachem Zema has that it's only 10 levels of Kedushas HaMikdash. Mishnah is not speaking about levels of Kedushas HaOretz. So it could be. Right. So many hold that it is. Like we once discussed a few weeks ago, we discussed the Mabit, who lived the same time as Yosef Karo in Sfas. So the Mabit also wrote a Chibra on the Rambam. Like the Kesef Mishnah gives you all the Mamakamas, all the sources for the Ram. So the Bambit also wrote Kiryas Sefer. But it wasn't accepted because the Kesef Mishnah is much better. Kiryas Sefer doesn't really give such Mamakamas. Like Kesef Mishnah Kemad gives all the Mamakamas. This is a Gemara, this is a Tosefta, this is a Mishnah, this is a Yerushalmi. He gives you a Ruba de Ruba of the Mamakamas. He leaves a little bit for the later generations to figure out. But he gives you a Ruba de Ruba of the Mamakamas. The Mabit makes up a lot of things from thin air. He writes original things that's very fluky. So that's why it's not so popular. So one of the things, Mabit has an original line file. He writes that really all Ayores, HaMakaf, Eschayim, Ois, Yishur, Benun have the same level of Kedushas Yerushalayim. You can really eat Kachim Kalim in all Ayores, HaMakaf, Eschayim. The only tzor is, but you have to shech the Kachim Kalim in the Azorah. Because the Shechit has to be Lefnei Hashem means in the Azorah. The Achila is also Lefnei Hashem, but it's a different Lefnei Hashem. Sometimes Lefnei Hashem means Azor, sometimes Lefnei Hashem means Harabais, and sometimes Lefnei Hashem means Yerushalayim. It says, V'shochat has been Abokah Lefnei Hashem, so that we have a tradition, we have a Kabbalah, that phrase Lefnei Hashem means in the Azor. Ken Shechat in Harabais. And it says in Tehillim, Machatzetz, this is called Shofar Hariyu Lefnei HaMelech Hashem, that Lefnei Hashem, that whenever you blow Shofar, you blow Chatzetz, and whenever you blow Chatzetz, you blow Shofar. The Gemara says it only applies in Beis HaMikdash, doesn't apply in America when we blow Shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, so we don't blow Chatzaitzis. But in Mikdash it says, on Rosh Hashanah, when they blew Shofar, they blew Chatzaitzis also. How do you know that? Because as the Chatzaitzis of Kol Shofar are in a tiny Sibu, when they blew Chatzaitzis, they had to blow Shofar also. Whenever you blow either Shofar or Chatzaitzis, you have to blow both. Because the Pasuk says, the Chatzaitzis of Kol Shofar, Hariyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. So the Gemara says, where was that? Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, not in the Azor. The Omrela, the Harabais, Harabais, or further in. Harbais or the Azor. So there the phrase Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei HaMelech Hashem, the Chacham had a tradition that means Harbais, Lefnei Hashem. And then it says, V'chalta Hashem Lefnei Hashem, Elokecha Maisa D'gonecha B'sirosh Chalitzarecha, V'choriz B'kocha B'tzanecha, that Yik Maisa Shein, and Kachim Kal, Lefnei Hashem, so that can, it's also not the favorite, that's also a Kabbalah. We have a tradition that there when it says, V'chalta Hashem Lefnei Hashem, Elokecha, it doesn't mean Azor, it doesn't mean Harbais, it means Yerushalayim. So the same Minchas Chinuch points out, the same phrase Lefnei Hashem has three different meanings in the three different psukim, based on what the tradition is. So the Mabit has this Chiddush Nifla. He says that really all the Ayores, HaMakaf, Eschayim, Ois, Yishur, Benun have the exact same status as Kedushas Yerushalayim, that it's really Lefnei Hashem with respect to Achilas Kachim Kalim. Not with respect to Shechitas Kachim has to be Lefnei Hashem in the Azor. So, but really, theoretically, you should have been able to eat Kachim Kalim and all Ayores, HaMakaf, Eschayim. The only tzar is, but you have to shecht it in the Azor. Once you're going to shecht it in the Azara, then how are you going to transport it? Once it leaves Yerushalayim, it's nifsal b'yotzei. So even if you bring it back into Yerushalayim, you can't eat it. So if you're going to bring it into one of the Ayores, HaMakaf, Eschayim, also you can't eat it. It's very nifsal b'yotzei, it's far from. Then he has to cash out himself, so why can't you eat my Shesheni? in all Ayaris Hamakaf is Chaim Moshev Shivanot. Mashjene doesn't have to be brought into the Azor Bikurim. You have to bring in Bikurim is Miyusha. Bikurim you have to bring into the Azor. You have to have Hanoche. Hanoche is Ma'akev. And then you take it out and the Kohanim eat it in Yerushalayim. So Bikurim is Taka Kasha also. Bikurim, there's no Psul Yotze. Bikurim is like Trum. There's no Psul Yotze. If you took it out, you take it back into Yerushalayim and you eat it. The Psul Yotze is only on Korbanos. So why can't, according to the Mabit, you bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, then take it to one of the Ayaris HaMakaf Tzchaim Rosh HaShubinu and tell the Kohen they should eat it there? And the Ayaris HaMakaf Tzchaim never heard of such a thing. Yes, the same Kasha Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni Bechlal you don't have to bring to Yerushalayim. You don't have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash at all. You just bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it. So if I'm saying, if I claim that all Ayaris HaMakaf Tzchaim have the same status as Yerushalayim and Negeya to Achilas Kachim, so why can't she eat Maisa Sheni? And Bikurim also says, Abakasha, why can't she eat Maisa Sheni? And all Ayaris HaMakaf is Chaim Rosh HaShubinun. So he says, no, that's a different story. The Yerushalayim that's needed for the purpose of eating Maisa Sheni is a higher level of Yerushalayim than the Yerushalayim that's needed for the purpose of eating Kachim Kalim. One would have said Faket. The Ritva and Makis says Faket. There's a famous Ritva and Makis who writes Faket, because there's a Gemara in Makis that talks about eating Maisa Sheni, a fella sitting on the branches of a tree. And he's eating Maisa Sheni. So Tosfos Srekta Kasha, how can you eat Maisa Sheni on the branch of the tree? There's a Gemara Msochem that Gagam Aliyah is Loinus Kapshim. That you can't eat the Korban Pesach. We spoke about it before, you can't eat the Korban Pesach on the rooftops. So why? Because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is only on the ground level. There's no Kedusha on the upper level. So how can you eat on the branches of the tree? That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos gives a pashat the teretz. Tosfos says the halacha that says gagam aliyus lenis kacha only applies if it's a new ground level. That's what we were just talking before. It is two different ground levels. So the lower a ground level means you have dalet al dalet tzvachim. Less than that is not called a ground level, and it has to be a place where someone can sit or someone can walk. If you just have leaves there, and someone will try to sit there, it's going to fall through the leaves. So that's not called the new ground level. So if you have an elevation that's dalet al dalet, gagam aliyus, okay, a rooftop, an upper floor of a building. So that doesn't have kedushas Yerushalayim, only the ground below. But if you have a branch of a tree, the branch of a tree is fat enough that a person should sit on it, but it doesn't have dalet al dalet tzvachim. It doesn't have dalet al dalet, so it's not considered a new ground level. So the Tosfos says, Av Yerushalayim is oil ad l'rekiya. The kedushas Yerushalayim is oil ad l'rekiya. So there's no problem, you can eat korban pesach also. On the branch, you're not allowed to sit on the branch on Yom Tov. It's a different problem. But as far as eating Mokam Achilas Korban Pesach, theoretically, if the Chachamim wouldn't have made the Gzeira the Rabbanon in Oilam Be'ilon, if you're not allowed to be Mishtamish Ben Bechuba on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you would have been permitted to eat the Korban Pesach also on the branch of the tree, because it doesn't have Dalar Adal, so it's not considered a new ground level. That's what Tosfos answers. Tosfos writes like that. It doesn't have Dalar Adal. So therefore one. I mean, you're talking about what grows on the nof, what grows from the branches, has kedushas, will have the dinim of trumas and maisus, tevel and so on, because it's yainik from the ground. But the shayla is, if you can only eat korban pesach and kachim, if you can only eat korban pesach and kachim kal maisus sheni on the ground level, so that's tesis kasha. How can you eat on the branches of the tree? So whatever grows will have the dinam of Peres Eretz Yisrael. But if it's a new ground level, then you, it's Gagam Aliyah, it's Lenis Kach. So Tosfos answers, it's not.
The ground level is Chutz
Yerushalayim. So Tosfos says, but Mashma from the Gemara, that if you have a plain tree in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to have trees in Yerushalayim. Okay, but if you have a plain tree because of Tumah, because of Shratzim and Tumah, but if you leave out the problem with the trees, if you have a tree in Yerushalayim, Mashma from the Gemara, for sure you can eat on the branch. The Gemara just talks, the trunk of the tree is out of Yerushalayim and the branches are leaning in. And the trunk is in, the branches are leaning out. So the text says, but Mashma, if you have a normal tree in Yerushalayim and the branches are in Yerushalayim, there's no problem. You may eat the Maisa Sheni on the branches. So the text effect Akasha, what happened to the cloud Gagam Aliyah, Slain is Kachu? The text says, no, only if it's two ground levels. The lower ground level has this din of Yerushalayim, the upper ground level not. That's why one of the Gedolim, the Ridvaz, who lived in from Slutsk, and later he lived in America, then he was in Tzfas. So he has in his several volumes of Shabbos Tshuvos, so one of them he has a discussion, is there anything wrong if an Adam Tomei goes on the Mokam HaMikdash? is there anything wrong if the Makam HaMikdash is what? Is when you first cross over, it's Har HaBayis. So maybe we should say that Gagam Aliyah is Lenis Kachin. The Gemara says in the Azara, Gagam Aliyah is Anis Kachin. But in Yerushalayim, in Har HaBayis, Gagam Aliyah is Lenis Kachin. Different parts of Yerushalayim. Sometimes, what's the rule? When is Gagam Aliyah is Kachin? When is it Lenis Kachin? So the Minchas Chino says there is no rule. There is no rule. It all depends. But the Chachamim at the time that they built the Beis HaMikdash, what did they have in mind? Let's say the thickness of the walls. The Ovi HaChom, was the Ovi HaChom included in the Kedushin the Bifnim or not? So the Gemara says over here yes and over here no. So what's the rule? And Minchas Chinuch said there ain't no rule. There is no rule. He says whatever they had in mind. That's it. So the Gagam Aliyahs of the Azara were in his Kachra, and the Gagam Aliyahs of Har HaBayis and the Gagam Aliyahs of Yerushalayim were in his Kachra. So the Shaila is if the Gagam Aliyahs of Har HaBayis were in his Kachra, so the Baal. So we can all, any Odom Tomi can walk onto the Har HaBayis, because when you go, they show you the floor, the ground level, this Mam Bayis Sheinu was all the way down there, but you have no empty space. They threw sand and offer and dirt and everything, and that became the ground level. So that's Yerushalayim is Adler Rakia. Har HaBayis is the Kaddish Adler Rakia. Everything is Adler Rakia. That's what the Poskim say. Tzvi Pesach Frank talks about this. You're not allowed to go by helicopter. Sometimes if you know someone is Karev Lamalcha, so they'll do your Teiba. Karev Lamalcha, so they'll do your teva, so they'll take you by helicopter over the Makam HaMikdash. They don't allow any planes to go. They'll take you by helicopter. You're not allowed to go over the Makam HaMikdash. We wrote to me, so Tommy is not permitted to enter the Azara. And the Kedushas Azara is allowed to Rakia. That's not considered a different ground level because the helicopter has Karev Lamalcha, so they'll do your teva, so they'll take you by helicopter over the Makam HaMikdash. They don't allow any planes to go. They'll take you by helicopter. You're not allowed to go over the Makam HaMikdash. We wrote to me, so Tommy is not permitted to enter the Azara. And the Kedushas Azara is allowed to Rakia. That's not considered a different ground level because the helicopter has a floor on the bottom. It's moving. A different ground level has if it's attached to the ground. So if you were to have the floor of the Makam HaMikdash would be here, floor of the Har HaBayis would be here, and you have an empty space, and then you have Gagam Aliyahs. That's a different story. That would be Gagam Aliyahs, Lenis Kachin. But if you walk on what is considered the ground level, so that is the ground level. So that's where you're not allowed to go. So on that Tosis Kasha, Tosis says over there, Makkas. Tosis says over there, where is it? Second paragraph in Makkas, but Elohim HaGolim, yeah. So Tosis says there, Makkas, that you're allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni on the branch of the tree only if the branch is not a new ground level. It doesn't have dalet al dalet, or even if it does have dalet al dalet, not sturdy enough to hold someone to sit there, to walk there. So it's not called a new ground level.
But let's say you would have a regular building. A regular building in the year Atika, in the old city, Takatos says, you're not allowed to eat Maaseh She'ni in the Gagam Aliyos. You can't eat, just like you can't eat Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, and you can't eat Kachim Kalim, Tosfos understands. Some hold that it's only a din in Korban Pesach. But Tosfos assumes that it's a din in Korban Pesach and in all Kachim Kalim and in the Maaseh She'ni as well. So Tosfos holds La'alochi, you're not allowed to eat Maaseh She'ni on the upper floors of any given building in the year Atika. Only Mamash on the ground level, the same din as Korban Pesach. So the Ritzvah writes over there, he doesn't agree with Tosfos. He quotes Tosfos Kasha. Then he says he thinks the Teretz is that Gagam Aliyos Lenis Kasha is only vis-a-vis the higher Kedusha, Kedushas Yerushalayim and Negeta Achidus Korbanos. But Kedushas Yerushalayim and Negeta Maaseh She'ni, that you don't need such a high level of Kedusha. So even the Gagam Aliyos also has such a status of Kedusha. So that's just the opposite from this Mabit. The Mabit claims that all the Ariyaris Hamakafis Chamos Shubinun really have the exact same Kedushas Lefnei Hashem for the purpose of eating Kachim Kalim as Yerushalayim has. And the only reason why I can't eat it, Lemaisi can't eat the Kachim Kalim and the other Ariyaris Hamakafis Chamos, because the Shechit has to be Shachris Abokal Lefnei Hashem in the Azorah. Then once you take it out of the Azorah, Nifsal Biyotzis, it wouldn't even help if you take it back into Yerushalayim. It doesn't help if you go back into Yerushalayim. So Kal V'chaim is not going to help if you go to another year. But what are you going to explain, he says, by Maaseh She'ni? He says, no, Maaseh She'ni in the first place needs a higher level of Kedusha, Yerushalayim, in order to eat it. Because the Pasuk says in Chumash that you should eat the Maaseh She'ni Yerushalayim and you should be inspired. You should be inspired by seeing the Kohanim, Babidosam, Levim, Beduchanim. He saw the Ma'abonim, you should be inspired and you should gain in Yerushalayim. So the Mabit claims that's only going to happen when you're near the Beis HaMikdash. It's not going to happen in the other Ayaris HaMekavis Chan. So that's a machlekes ebis min ha-kotze la-kotze. What's the story with the Tosfos sheet is that the same Yerushalayim for the purpose of Achilas Kachim is needed for the purpose of Maaseh She'ni. So one Yerushalayim, there's not two different levels of Yerushalayim. And these two, the Ritva with the Mabit, hold no, they're two different dinim. For the purpose of one, you require a higher level of Kedusha Yerushalayim. For the other one, it's sufficient with a lower level. But they argue which requires the higher level. So the Pashat one, I would have guessed like the Ritva. If I wouldn't know anything, I would have guessed like the Ritva. For the purpose of eating Kachim, Kalim, that you need a higher level. For the purpose of eating Maaseh She'ni, if there is such a word, two levels, I would have said Maaseh She'ni is sufficient to lower level. So the Mabit says Fakert. No, you need Fakert. You need the higher level. So that's the Shaila. The Kasha was, why doesn't the Mishnah and Kalim in the first Perek mention a list of the 10 levels of Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael? Yes, then I was in the Kasha. Why does the Mishnah mention this din? That all Ayaris and Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Benegir to Eben HaMenuga. All right, the other din is only Lohayra Shoah. That the Het HaBamas was only on the Ayaris. So you can say that's only Lohayra Shoah, doesn't apply anymore. But when I get to this din, this is a din l'daros, that the Eben HaMenuga has to be removed from every city. Why isn't it mentioned? So the suggestion was made that maybe that's only a higher level of Kedusha. The other cities, maybe that's only a higher level of Kedusha Sa'oritz. It's not that it has a higher level of Kedusha Sa'migdosh. Maybe that Mishnah in Kalim is only listing off the 10 Madregas of Kedusha Sa'migdosh. That the most intense aspect of Kedusha Sa'migdosh is in the Kodesh HaKadosh and Bein Abadim. Then when you go into the Hechel, there's a little lower. Then you go Bein HaHechel, Bein Ulam Olam Mizbeach is a lower level. Then the rest of the Azor is a lower level. Then Ezra Snoshim is a lower level, and so on and so forth. So the Mishnah is giving 10 levels of Kedusha Samigdash. Maybe this word, that all cities have a higher level than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, has a higher level of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but not that it has a higher level of Kedusha Samigdash. Could be. Yeah. But still, theoretically, there is a din. I mean, the Mishnah is only mentioning dinim that will the poyel mamish that actually came up. Could also be. Is that good to kasha? Maybe there are a few good terutz. Okay, could be that there are good terutz. Mistama, you do. The Gemara says by Mesis and Mediach. Yeah, by Mesis and Mediach you don't have, but by Ovid Avod Azori you do. It's interesting. Ovid Avod Azori you do say the Hitzil Haida, but by Mesis and Mediach you don't say. If it's too big, yeah. I don't know. Could be. So why dafka over here? You say if it's too big, if it's a metropolis, it doesn't have the din mishum yisha eretz yisrael. You darshan like that. So what's the midrash haTorah and Reshus span? That you say if the city is too large a population, the Gemara in the first parak has a machlokes haTanna Bos says too large. If it's too large a population, then you don't burn down the whole city. I don't know. It's not really a vort of hitzilu eido, because ben kol kol the people are going to get nisa. Just a shalva, they're going to burn down the city. So is that called the hitzilu eido? I don't even know if my suggestion is correct. So what are you going to say? It's avoid mishum yishuv eretz yisrael. But since when is the consideration of yishuv eretz yisrael play a role in darshanik psukim? That in other halachas you say if the city is too big, there is no maximum. The city has to have a minimum population. Is there a maximum population? No, not for the purpose of tumah, not for the purpose of ari mikla. The Gemara says ari mikla shouldn't be too big, a different word. If the city's going to be too big, he can't handle it, and then the girl Adam may slip in, and he may get the retzeach. Not allowed to kill the retzeach in the Ari Mikla. So if it's a medium-sized city, so the police will have everything under control. If it's going to be too big a metropolis, they can't control everything. If it's too small, it's a different word. The Gemara says that the Ari Mikla shouldn't be too tiny, because it says, V'nosa lachas ha'ra'ela v'choy. And the Choy, the Gemara says, he should enjoy himself. He's not mechuyev to suffer there. So you have to have a library, and you have to have a yeshiva, and you have to have a theater. Yeah, you gotta have candy stores. You have to have a shopping district. You have to have everything. So the Gemara says, it shouldn't be too small, because shteit b'chaybem, it has to be a pleasant living. It shouldn't be too big. That's a different reason. Not because too big is not called an ear. No, if it has this minimum population, if it has bigger, there's no maximum. It's a different void, the Gemara says, because they're afraid that it won't be well controlled, and the Goel Adam may slip in and they may kill the Ritzach. So the Pashtus is in Kol HaTorah, there is no din, a maximum population. It's only a void, an ear and itachas, for some reason or another, either the Itzil or Edo, because Mishimishavar, it's all the Darshan like that. I don't know. Let me just finish this void. The Gemara is going to say later, let's say when the halacha says that you have to kill the people who worship the Avodah Zarah, and you have to destroy all of the property of the people, even the people who didn't worship the Avodah Zarah, even the Nichsei Tzadikim Shebetoicha you destroy. So let's say one of the Tzadikim Shebetoicha has long hair. That person has long hair. So you have to cut off his hair and burn it off. So you have to shave every person, shave the hair and burn it off. So the Gemara says that's ridiculous. The Gemara says on the bottom of the daf, five lines from the bottom. The Gemara says tikbutz v'sarafta ksiv. It says you gather together all of the property of the people who live for the tzaddikim of the Rishon. You gather it all together. Tikbutz v'sarafta chayva v'sarafta. So the Gemara darshins mishena mechutz vela kvitzo sreifa. You only have to burn those things that are just mechutz kvitzo. You just have to gather it together. Russia has an automobile somewhere else, he has his underwear in a different city, he has a suit by the cleaner in a different city, so you gotta take everything, gather it together. Yotza's there, but the hair of the people, you're gonna have to shave off the hair, it's mechusa tlisho kvitzo sreifa. So since it's mechusa maisa, so you don't have to burn it. So the Minhas Chinuch raises a question that there was a Gemara before in Nigmar Din, I think it was. The Gemara Nigmar Din says that when a person gets one of the Arba Mises Bezdin, so it says, Kovetik Berenu, Bayamahu, a Kefa Loshin, Kovetik Berenu. What does the Kefa Loshin come to be Marba? Usually we assume, Lo di Baterak Lishem Beni Odom. So whenever you have the Shemus Kfulos, Hake Sake, or Hanik Tanik, or Nosan Titain, so whenever it says the Loshin twice, so there's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether he darshan, whether he say dibeterek l'shem miyodim doesn't mean anything. And Rabbi Kiva says lo dibeterek l'shem miyodim. Chumash has a kefa loshin, so it means to be marbis something. Afilu me'apamim, something like ha'ocheach tochiach. Afilu me'apamim. The Gemara has a drasha. What's over here that it says kovetik brena? So the Gemara says you're marbe that the evan sheniskal bo and the suder shenechnak bo and the Sayyif Shehemisu also, the weapon which the Bezdin had to use, Yad Reid and Tiyabab Rishon, the Edom had to use that weapon in order to give him the Oinish Miso, so he buried that with him also. The Gemara says, with him, Amish, how can it be? You bury it in the yard. The Gemara says, Imo, Bitfusas, B'toch Talalams. You don't bury Imo, Mamish, Imo, Bitfusas, B'toch Talalams, Psadin Derei. So the Gemara says, and what about the person who deserved Taliyah? The Pasuk says that sometimes if a person was Megadif, a Rebbe Avodah Zarah, then after he's dead already, then you hang him up on a gallows. Yeah, you don't kill him by hanging by the gallows. You kill him with skilo. And after he's dead, then you hang him up to be mevazahim. So there's a machlokes satanim. Whether kol on this kol him nitlim, whoever gets an on a skilo, adavke ain't on nitlel and the gadav avid avid izar, whatever it is, there are people who get to liyah. So the Gemara asks Ashayla, maybe I should say that you have to, the Gemara discuss, maybe I should say that the whole pole, is that Mishnah? Ketzah told him also, that's a mem vov amir aleph. The Mishnah mem vov amir aleph, to the last 20 lines on the daf. So it quotes on the third line, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Hakora muto al hakosel. You have a beam leaning. You don't have a real pole that's attached to the ground. You have a beam that's leaning on the kosel. So why does Rabbi Yosi say it should be Hakora muto al hakosel? So the Gemara explains, I think. Here, it's around 10 lines from the top of Mem Vov Amid Beis. Tan Rabbanan. There's Elisa also Aleitz. Shemei Ani Bein Tolish Bein Memchuber. Maybe hang him up on a tree. Aleitz, on a tree. Tamalami Kikova Tikverenu Bayoy Mahu. Mishena Mechusa Vela Kvura. Yotzezesha Mechusa Kitzitza Ukivura. What does it mean, Mishena Mechusa Vela Kvura? So Rashi writes, Talmud Loimar, Rashi, about 7 lines from the top, 7, 8 lines from the top. Talmud Loimar, ki cover, cover tik beren is the kefalosh, and miri buya mashmalai daf eitz boi kfura. We darshan, according to Rabbi Yosi, that what? Not only do you have to bury the sudr and the stayif, and the evan, shenisko bo, you have to bury the eitz also, even though he's dead already. That's not really the thing that killed him, but that's part of the punishment on Mrs. Bezin, that after he's dead already, you have to hang him up. So he says, you learn from the Pasuk, Kavatik Berenah, the Kefal Lashon, Miribuya, Mashma, from the Ribuya of Kavatik Berenah, we derive Afeitz Boi Kvura. But if it's a tree and you're going to have to chop down the tree, that's Mechusa Ktsitsa Ukvura, so that cannot be. So that's what prompts Rav Yosi to say that the Eitz is not attached to the ground. The Eitz is Muta La Kosel, it's leaning on the Kosel. So the Minchas Chinuch Frek Takashe, so you see that if you have to chop down a piece of wood, a wooden beam is mechubal karka, and then you have to chop it down, that's called mechusa tzitzo. So if the Gemara says over here that the hair, you don't say that the hair is considered nichsi tzadikim, and you have to shave off all the hair, and then let the tzadikim leave the city. You don't say you shave off all the hair. Why? Because the tikbots v'seraf, the mishen mechusa l'kvitzo sref, yotzen sashem mechusa plisho, but Kvitzo safe effect Akasha said. So what do you say? You're not going to burn down the houses? You don't burn down the houses because you have to chop down. The houses are all attached to the ground. So you're going to say the houses are considered Mechusek Tzitza? So he says, no, this is the Chaposhi, Pasik. It says, Saraftis Kol Ha'ir. It says you have to burn down the city. So he says, the Minhaschina says, no, the houses, that's the definition of here. You can't throw at me a din that's Mechusek Tzitza. It says, Saraftis Kol Ha'ir. And the definition of a city, we said before, you have to have batim achatzeres, you have to have chatzeres, you have to have batim. Stam, if everybody just sleeps in a sleeping pack. They have 1 million people, they have 10 million people live in this, 10 million is too big a metropolis, wouldn't give it a din of any dachas. That's l'chol ha'des. Okay, you have 1,000 people live, nobody has, the weather is always beautiful there, it's like in Los Angeles, never rains, it's always pleasant. Everybody sleeps in a sleeping pack, nobody has no houses at all. So it's taka no din of any dachas, not in here. It's only defined as an ear if you have batim achatzeres. If you don't have batim achatzeres, it doesn't have a din of an ear. So he says, since that is the definition of an ear, batim achatzeres, and the pasuk says, seraptas a ear. So there's no, you can't stay over there, you can't bring up an issue, ayis mechusa ktsitsa. No. When you're talking about burning the property, that's vikibatto. How does it say? Tikbots visarafto. The visarafto is shlolo. It's called shlolo tikbots visarafto. So on the shlalo ear, there there's a miut. If it's mechusa ktsitsa, then you don't burn it. But on the ear itself, that's a definition of ear. So that's why I was emphasizing about the definition of ear, that you have to chatzeres and batim. Okay, let's go back. Someone wanted to ask some questions.
The impact of the Jewish relying on the sugar, it seems that many of them are contaminated.
it'll be considered 1 year, but it was never in his kaddish. In order to have kedushas Yerushalayim for the purpose of eating ma'aser sheni, kachin kalim, bikurim, you have to have kedushas Yerushalayim. So that there are rules and regulations in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a lashon ema sifin al hoir ba'al azaras el al pibezim shemiyachas shtei toides v'bishir. So that doesn't only go on mosifin; it goes on the initial mekadesh zayin in the first place also. A mekachim is Yerushalayim ela b'shtei toides v'bishir. Mosifin is the same as mekachim in the first place. So taka, you can add on to Yerushalayim; it'll have the same status as of a city b'negir to trumen. And again to other din, but not going to get to eating kachin kalim or eating ma'aser sheni, because you were never mekadesh.
I get you also have to say din. You can't write the mekubin
inside
because you have to have a
kosher
of a nosan, not
a kosher of a din. Yeah, it's a little different. There we pass in la locha. Let's say they wrote a get on a big piece of paper. And then they wrote on a big piece of parchment. It's very valuable, very expensive. The husband doesn't want to give such a big, the whole get is only 12 lines and two signatures. He has another 100 lines left. So let's say the get is written on this big sheet, and then he cuts off the get and he gives it to her. So we pass them, it's also pasul menatera. It's also called mechuser maisa. So it's not really mechuba lakarka there, it's a different word. But the felton lishma. That the ksiva of the get is unlike the ksiva of all other shtaros. The ksiva of the get is considered the haskolas agerishin. So it's only considered mitzurif. The ksiva is only mitzurif to the nesina. If you had in mind b'shas ksivas aget, all other shtaros don't need lishmo. So a special din by get and a few others, b'shtar kiddush, b'shtar shech rebbe kenayni, only these three shtaros where you're accomplishing a change in isa v'heta. So since the get needs ksiva lishmo, so the ksiva has to be al das kach that this is going to lead up to the gerushin, and if it's another pu'ula was done, I took the get and I put it in an envelope and I mailed it to California, that's not called a pu'ula done to the get. But if I take the get and I cut it off from a larger piece of paper, then I did another pu'ula. I was kaitzitz the get. I did another pu'ula in between the ksiva and the nesina. So that's mevatel tziruf. That's necessary menater between ksiva and nesina. So bleibt this at the ksiva shalor lishmo. That's a sefeltin lishmo. That's a Rasul Rechik explained. Sefeltin lishmo. Because the Rishonim point out that we have a practice when you send a get in the mail, so you always identify the get. So the way to identify, you want to have a simen mufik. So in the days of the Gemara, it would be considered a simen mufik if you identify neked yesh b'tzad ois ploini, that there's a hole in the get that goes through and through next to this letter. Today, since it's already such a common practice, whenever you send a get in the mail, that should be delivered over there to the Isha, the Shliach is going to deliver it over there to the Isha. So we always make holes in the get. So it's no longer a simen mufik, and we write nekev yesh b'tzad ois ploini. So today the minhag is you make three nekovim. So you make a nekim in three different places. And when you send the shtar hashor to the Shliach Sheni, so you identify this get that you'll be getting in the mail. This is the correct get that was written in Shema. As an echo over here, over there, and over there. These nekovim, these holes are made after the whole get is all written and signed and sealed. So the Rishonim ask Kasha, isn't that Mechusa Maisa? Just like if you have the get that's written on a big piece of paper and you cut it off. So you did a pu'ula, you did a Maisa to the get in between the Ksivan and the Tzina. So the same over here. So the Ritvo explains in Gittin, it's not Mechusa Maisa. Mechusa Maisa depends which is the majority and which is more than 50%, which is less than 50%. Here, if the get is only the first 14 lines, the 12 lines of the get and the 2 lines of the chasimus, then you have 100 lines left. And then you cut off. So what do you say? You cut the get off from the rest of the paper, or do you say you cut the paper off from the get? So whichever is more than the other one is the what remains behind. So if the get is only 14 lines and you have 100 lines left empty, so say I cut the get off from the big paper. So that's called mechusa maisa on the get. But if I punch little holes in the get, so you say, I cut the get off from the little pieces of paper. No, you cut the little piece of paper off from the get. So the pu'ula was done to the little pieces of paper that you punctured, that you made the hole. Those were removed from the get. You don't say, I removed the get from the three pieces of paper. You say, I removed the three pieces of paper from the get. That's what the report says over there. Anyway, getting back over here. Yeah, the Gemara says not only, the Gemara has very interesting here, not only is the halacha that you don't have to shave off everybody's hair, it's not called nechse tzadikim or nechse rishayim, the hair, because it's mechusa ketzitza, The Gemara says even the clothing that they wear, that's a chiddush in the Gemara. I would have thought that the clothing that they wear has to be burnt. The tzaddikim of the Rishonim, you have to burn the clothing as well. Are they going to walk out naked? No, they'll borrow clothing from someone else who lives in a different city. Someone will give them a bathrobe. Do you have to burn their clothing or not? Let's say the nitzik tzaddikim.
Do you burn before you kill everybody? Or you burn, because you burn afterwards when you're finished.
Okay.
Then what's the problem? The clothing are there.
No, so the shayla is, do you have to burn the clothing or not? So you don't burn the bodies. When the Rishoyim, you only burn the property that belonged to the Rishoyim.
Right, so the clothing
belong.
So
the clothing that's in the closet that you burn.
But they're not wearing, they're dead.
Okay.
And you kill them without clothing.
So stomach depends on the Shas HaGmardin, like the last week he pointed out. So let's say the Gmardin of the Bez Nagara was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday that this city had to dinner here in Idachas, and tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, whatever, we're going to burn it. So it has to be Nikbots and Lesocha. Okay, if it's so far away that you can't bring it in by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, so Rav Chisda says that it's Muta. It's not Nikbots and Lesocha. According to one pshat, according to the other pshat, Rashi means if it was once ever in the city. If it was never in the city, then it's not Neser. Even Nikhsi Rishon Shebichutzla. But if it was once in the city, then he took it out. Okay, those are the two pshat. So let's say at the time that the Bez Nagara declares at 4 o'clock, we hereby declare, on Monday afternoon, 4 o'clock, we declare that this city is an Eri Dachas. So all of the nichsei hatzadikim shebetoicho yir become osa. So if the tzaddik is on the way driving home into the city, he didn't get into the city limits. So the stam of the property is nichsei tzaddikim shebechutzlir. If he's already in the city, he's nichsei tzaddikim shebetoicho yir. What about the clothing that they're wearing? So I would have thought the clothing that they're wearing is nichsei tzaddik. Let's say the tzaddik is in the city at the time of the Gemara Din. So I would have thought that's nichsei tzaddikim shebetoicho yir. The clothing is in the city. So it's also the hair is not included because it's mechusa k'tzitza sreifa. Mechusa k'tzitza k'vitza sreifa. But the clothing, you just take it off. It's not mechusa maisa. So the Gemara says, achidish, no. That the clothing that they're wearing at the time of the Gemara Din is 4 o'clock and on Monday afternoon, so whatever clothing people are wearing is not included in the Gemara Din. It's achidish. Like in Hilchus Shabbos, there's such a din. Hilchus Shabbos, you're not permitted to do haitzoy, you're not allowed to carry anything. Whatever clothing people are wearing is not considered a chefza of hoitzor. It's mufke and gansen from hoitzor. Clothing and tachshitim is mufke from hoitzor and gansen. It's really a chiddush. See, clothing, in it's not just, let's say, a person carries on Shabbos. So if you carry in your hands, that kederach hoitzor, carry in your pocket is also hoitzor. Let's say a person carries, he has something, he puts a $10 bill on his head, he puts on a yarmulke and he walks in the street. That's also men atarid is no isa haitzot, it's kalachayat. He did haitzot kalachayat. So there's no isa derais. So one can argue the point that that's the vort over here also, that the clothing that people wear, or the tachshitim that people wear, there's no violation of haitzot, because that's not called kederach haitzot. There's an oifen of haitzot. Haitzot has to mean you're carrying it in your hands, in your pocket, that's not the oifen haitzot. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achaim and say that that's not the vort. The clothing that people wear, or the tachshitim that people are wearing, is not called a cheftza of haitzor. It's mufka from being a cheftza of haitzor. It has the following din. There is the following din. Let's say you have an apartment building. I live in Manhattan, they have apartment buildings. Here they have private homes. It's part of the world. But if you have an apartment building, so we usually assume you're not allowed to carry in the halls, unless you made an erev chatzeres. Because each apartment is, one family lives over here, different family lives over here, different family lives over here. And the hallways, they all have a right to use. If they didn't make an erve chatzeres together, it's everybody else's and everybody else. So this din, that if you don't have an erve chatzeres, you're not allowed to carry, means you're not allowed to carry from the bottom into the chatzer, from the chatzer into the bottom, or from one bais into the other bais. You're not allowed to carry unless you made an erve chatzeres. Let's say they have, my building is a ritzy building, so we have furniture in the lobby. Furniture happens to be nailed down to the floor, so no one can move it around. But let's say it wouldn't be. We have a guest, Chashrud Mangeneva, in the neighborhood. So let's say it wouldn't be. Let's say it would be a Yiddish neighborhood, and no one would be Chashrud Alagneva, and they wouldn't nail anything down to the floor. So the Gemara says, even if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeres, you're permitted, Kelim Sheshavsa Bechatzer, Mutav Talfa Bechatzer. Even though you didn't make an Erev Chatzeres at all, you're not carrying from the Bais into the Chatzer, from the Chatzer into the Bais, from the Bais into the Bais. You're carrying in the chatzim in Eibay, so the chatzim in Eibay, that's mutter. What if the kelim came ibachutz? Let's say somebody comes from a different block, from a different house, and he comes into my building, and he was wearing a coat and a hat. And then it's a very hot day, and I live on the 10th floor. And he's going to walk up to the 10th lights, let's say, and he's going to get all perspired. So he wants to take off his coat and his hat, he wants to wear the yarmulke, take off his jacket, wants to carry everything up. And it's all in the chutzah. He's not going to, when he comes to my house, let's say there's no air of the chutzah, when he comes to my apartment, he's going to put everything back on again. He's going to put on the hat and the jacket and the coat, everything, until he walks in. But the whole 10 flights that he walks up, he wants to carry everything. So is that permissible or not, to carry in the chutzah? Minei yibay in the chutzah, but it's not kelim shevshovsa b'chutzah, the kelim kemi b'chutz. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that this is the Tosfos. Yantar points out it's Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and Avnei Nezer talks about it's Machlokes, and the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should be Machmer on that. The only heter that you're allowed to carry is literally, as it says in the Gemara, Kelim Sheshavse Bechotzer, Mutal Utalto Bechotzer. Rashi writes not, so Rashi writes, if it's in the Chotzer, you're allowed to carry. The Chotzer Menei Be, you're allowed to carry. Rabbi Kivegri asked on that Rashi, isn't it against the Gemara? The Gemara only says Kelim Sheshavse Bechotzer, that's how the Rambam holds. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should be Machmer. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, but that idea to be Machmer, that only applies if the fellow who came to visit in my home put on the hat or the jacket in the middle of Shabbos, and then he came to my home. So it existed as a Chefetz of Hotzoah before he came to the house. Let's say it's Leil Shabbos, and the fellow davened in Shul, and he had on his hat and he had on his jacket in Shul. So then when he comes, not wearing a coat, let's say he's wearing a hat and a jacket in Shul, and then betchilas haShabbos he was wearing the hat and a jacket. So he says it didn't exist as a chefetz of hoitzor. Not just that you're not in violation of hoitzor if you're wearing begodim or tachshitin. He says begodim that you're wearing, tachshitin that you're wearing, are not considered a chefetz of hoitzor. It's considered like bottle of gabi the guf. It's not nitfas in the din of hoitzor. Not just that you're not doing hoitzor on it. So he says if he comes into my house and then he sees he has to walk 10 flights and now he wants to take off the hat and the jacket, that's called Kelim Sheshavse B'chatzah. Because these Kelim didn't exist as a Chefetz of Hoitzor before he came into the house and he took them off. Before he takes off the jacket, because the whole time it Chilas HaYom of Shabbos, he was wearing the hat, he was wearing the jacket. So that's what the Gemara has a Chiddush over here. That the Begodim that a person wears, Abotel Agabi the Guf, it's not just that there's no violation of Hoitzor, you didn't do a Hoitzor on it. No, not just you didn't do a Hoitzor. It's bottle of gabi the goof. It's not considered a heft of hoitzor. So that concept, bottle of gabi the goof, the Gemara applies it over here. It's a big chiddush. The Gemara applies it when you get to the Irani Dachas. That since you don't burn the bodies, you're not going to burn the bodies. And not only do you not burn the bodies, the begodim that the Rishoyim were wearing or the begodim that the Tzaddikim were wearing doesn't make a difference. The begodim that they're wearing at, I think it means at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when the Bez Nagodol declared, we hereby declare this city is an Irani Dachas. So whatever begodim the people were wearing at 4 o'clock was not nichlal, and a chefze is not considered as if it's a separate piece of property that the population of the city possess. It's considered as if it's bottle agabi the body. So if they have false teeth, if they're wearing the clothing that she's wearing at the moment of the Gemar Din, is bottle agabi the guf, the Gemar says a chiddush. That's not. So what about the shekel? She happened to have taken off the shekel temporarily, but it's oimid. She happened to take it out the false teeth, but she plans to put it back later. It's not just she has 20 dresses, she's going to pick a different dress. Now she's just taking a shower. 4 o'clock she's taking a shower, and later on she's going to get dressed. At 4 o'clock when they made the Gemar Din, so she wasn't wearing anything. So all the dresses become usa. But the shadow, she only has one shekel. She only has one set of false teeth. And she plans to put back the false teeth in her mouth, whatever. She's by the dentist now, whatever. So she plans at 4 o'clock. So that,